Amen. Wise men seek him today. And Matthew and Luke, they both spoke about those wise men who sought the Lord. And yet, as we look in the Gospel of John, we see that John takes us further back to the very beginning of time. Because John tells us that this Messiah, who is the light of the world, that he was the Word of God, who was with God in the beginning and was God himself. John even tells us that through him all things were made. And of all the things that were made, nothing was made without him. And John tells us in his gospel that in him was life. And his life was the light of men. The Bible tells us the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome the light. John tells us about the very beginning, and then he speaks about someone else who came, another man who came who was not the light, but he was sent to bear record and testimony of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And he spoke about Jesus, the light of the world. And John says that this light of the world, this Word that was the light of the world, it became flesh. He became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And because of that, John says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only God. The light of the world. John bore testimony that the prophets of old had spoken centuries before. For the prophet Isaiah spoke and said, there will be no more gloom for those who are in anguish, because the people who dwell in the land of darkness, in the land of the shadow of death, have seen a great light. This is the light of Christmas that we speak of. This is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who've walked in darkness have seen this light. And even though they walk in the land of the shadow of death, the Bible tells us this light has shined on them. You know, Jesus is the light of the world. He's the reason that we celebrate Christmas. He's the reason that we are here today and why we worship on every Sunday, because he is the light of the world. And the Bible tells us that Jesus began to preach. And in John's gospel, in John chapter 8, Jesus, I want you to understand the setting now. Jesus is in the temple, in the courtyard of the temple. And the people of Israel have just finished celebrating a week of the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Sukkot. This was a time when they would build booths, they call them. That's what the word Sukkot means, or Sukkot. And it would be a place where they would actually live in these for a week. Now, how would you like to build a little hut and live in your yard for a week? That's what they did. And they would build these huts. And during that time, they would gather at the temple where they would celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And it was a time when they remembered that God brought them through the wilderness. And God provided for them for 40 years in all of their wanderings. And now they've concluded this. And during the time, the Feast of Tabernacles, what would happen is every day they would pour out a water libation or a sacrifice to the Lord that represented the fact that they looked to God to bring them rain and nourish them. And every night when they slept outside in that little booth, the tradition said that they had to be able to see the stars through the roof, which reminded them on those nights that God was their provision, that he was their light. And on the very last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, they celebrated 7 days. And during the 7-day celebration, they had some giant candelabras that were 75 feet tall. And they each had four wicks that were made from the linen garments of the priest, and they were oil lamps, and these giant 75-foot lampstands in the temple area would light up the courtyard for day and night. And on the very last day, on the eighth day, they would have their final water drawing and pouring ceremony. And these lights that had represented the light of God, who was with the people of God through their wilderness journeys and during their time, and this light that represented the presence of God during that time, on the last day, those giant candelabras would be put out. And the bright light that had been all over the temple area and all over the city of Jerusalem would grow dim. It was then that Jesus, standing in the court of women, looked to the people and said these words in John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life." Jesus claimed that he would be the eternal light that never goes out. Let's have some light in here because Jesus is with us today. It was a dramatic presentation. And to the people on that day, as they stood in the temple courtyards, as Jesus stood up and proclaimed that he was the light of the world, that he was the one who would guide people that they might not walk in darkness, but he was the giver of the light of life. Jesus was claiming to be that light of the world that they so desperately needed. And so in that dramatic display, Jesus said, "I am the light who delivers you from darkness." Now, in the minds of the people, as they were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, they were mindful of the prophetic words of Isaiah, who spoke about the light of God dawning on the people and shining on the people that Matthew repeats in Matthew chapter 4. And they would have in their minds the fact that in that time of a great distress, when the people of God had been harassed and invaded by the Assyrian army and all of the difficulties and the challenges that they were having during that time, the prophet gave this hope of a coming Messiah who would be their light. And they were reminded of the fact that they were in a place of hopelessness, of futility, and yet God was their light. And now Jesus was claiming to be the very one who delivered them from the darkness that we struggle with today. You and I struggle with darkness. The darkness of meaning and purpose in life. The darkness of futility. What is this world all about? Why am I here? Does it make any difference at all? And Jesus said to them, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is saying, "I can give you purpose. I can give you meaning. I can help you understand that that life is not futile, that you're here for a purpose, that you have meaning, that there's more to life than just eating and drinking and marrying and dying and being born and all of that, that I can sustain you. I promise," he says. When he says, "I'm the light of life," he's saying, "I will be your spiritual nourishment." Boy, how we need that today. John said, "In him was life, and his life was the light of men." Abundance, purpose, meaning. Wouldn't you like to have that in your life? Jesus said, on the very last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, when that brightly lit courtyard went dim, and the city of Jerusalem was dimmer because the lights were not on as they had been. And Jesus spoke and said, I am the light of the world. He was not only saying he would deliver them from a hopelessness of life, but he was saying, I'm the one to deliver you from the darkness of sin and its devastation. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. You know, one of the truths of life is that man's way and God's way are so different. And what seems right to man is so wrong to God. And what we see over and over again in the scriptures, and we see it in life in general, is that when we choose to live outside of God's plan for life, guess what happens? We get damaged. We can look all over the world today. Are you with me? And we can see examples of people who have rejected God. And what follows is devastation. What follows is hunger. What follows is strife. What follows is heartache when we choose to ignore God's plan for life. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in that darkness, but he will have the light of life. Now listen, the way of sin is a way of sorrow and horror, but the way of Jesus, the way of righteousness, is a life of life and peace. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he was saying he could deliver us from the way of sin that brings devastation. He was saying to us that he can give meaning, a purpose, abundance of life. But notice these first words in John 8:12. He uses a phrase that he used with Moses when God revealed himself to Moses in the wilderness in the burning bush. Jesus said, I am. A signature phrase for the revelation of God himself. And Jesus said, I am. And when the people heard him say, I am the light of life, there was no mistake in that dimmed courtyard that Jesus was claiming to be God himself, the Messiah, the Christ, who could give life to every man. And Jesus said, I deliver you from that darkness, not only of sin and hopelessness and meaning and meaninglessness, but he said, I'm delivering you from that darkness of speculation about who God is, what God is. Is there a God? Jesus is saying, I can restore a personal relationship between you and the Creator. People long to talk with God, to know God. People long for just the comforting, guiding presence of God in their lives. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Oh, wouldn't you just love to return to the Garden of Eden? Or you could commune with God in the cool of the day, in the early morning, in the late afternoon, in the evening time. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. I can deliver you from darkness. You know, as we celebrate the light of Christmas today, it's a reminder that God chose for us to know the birth of Messiah in the incarnation with a brand new light in the sky. They call it the King Star. God chose to use light as a shining angelic choir saying glory to God in the highest. and peace on men on whom God's favor rests. And out of that darkness, God says, I can give you purpose. I can give you peace. I can give you prosperity, spiritual truth, and vitality. I can give you all that you need if you'll receive me, if you'll follow me. Have you followed Christ? Wise men still seek him. And I would encourage you to seek him this very day. Our choir is going to sing a song for us now. And this is a song that is an encouragement to you to come to Jesus, to acknowledge him as your Savior, as the light of the world who offers you life. And this is an opportunity for you to recommit yourself to him. And as they sing, if you come forward, I'll counsel with you. We'll have others that'll be here to help you. But we want you to know the light of the world. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for your wonderful love. And Lord Jesus, we pray now that your light, the light of your person, your truth, your righteousness, your goodness, your person might be in our lives and our hearts as we receive you. In your name, Holy One, we pray.